The phone number is 359-9338, so let's get a call.
I don't know. I think anybody's in a call.
I just personally keep beatboxing, man.
359-9338.
Oh, somebody's
calling. Hello, GFT, what channel's like? Hey, who is this? Oh, hey, Miriam. How you doing? It's Miriam, guys.
Oh, thank you, Miriam.
Thanks. My Matt's really happy that you called.
I'm like dripping in my own saliva.
Oh, no, we love it.
We're still in the air. That's really weird.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will get right on it. Thanks for calling, Miriam. Bye. Miriam said she hopes she's not annoying us by calling everyone.
I said, of course not. And canker sore.
Canker sore.
Oh, delicious.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
So I get canker sores. Canker sores are not like cold sores. Everybody, cold sores are herpes. I get those too, but I got those from my grandma. But it's really not something you want to know. She kissed me once too many times. My grandma used to get cold sores. This is the story I want to tell. My grandma used to get cold sores, and she'd get them on her nose, like in her nose, like up in her nose, which is like the best. It's painful, but it's like, you know, physically the best place to have them because you can't really see them. But my grandma always thought that Vicks was a good thing. Because it kind of draws, you know, it's like menthol, it draws it out, and it, like, dries it out. My grandma would, and even when she just had a stuffy nose, she would actually put Vicks up in her nose. Like, she'd get a big, like, fingerful of it, and then just jam that finger up her nostril as far as it could go, and then just leave.
Candy wrapper?
I don't know. She did her day. In her day, my grandma was a candy raver. And so she would be like, oh, this is much better! Her breath, you know, smelled strangely like a Blue Halls cough drop. I was like, Grandma, what are you doing? She farted eucalyptus fumes. It was amazing. My grandma was a weird woman. She had a yearly thing of taking an Epsom salt foot bath and drinking a beer. Just once a year she did that. I love my grandma. Canker sore.
Canker
sore makes me think of bed sores, which I'm riddled with. After I had my 6-month sleep in for world domination, ultimately to discover that you can't really dominate a world if you're, you know, stuck in your own bed. I kind of expected it to all fall in a place. You know, I had my phone next to me, thinking that the world leaders would eventually call and just turn over, you know, all rights and leadership of their company of their countries to me. But it didn't really happen. And so I just watched a lot of Maury Povich. Canker sores.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
Canker sore takes me back to a trend. We were talking about way, way back a long time ago, several months ago on the show, which is just like we actually need less names for things in this world. Why do we really have to differentiate canker sores from bed sores, from like festering wounds? I mean, they're all really ugly things that kind of bug you, and they're just kind of gross, and they're on your skin. And do we really need to know it's a canker? And what is it to kank, frankly?
It's from the Latin for you who kanks.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
Canker sore.
And here, my young student, we have unearthed the bones of the largest known dinosaur, the Cankerosaurus.
I'm going to get an A, because I found the Cankerosaurus Rex.
Actually, I was thinking about failing you. This is a very disgusting-looking dinosaur. Look at it, it's oozing pus. It's just bones.
Oh, oozing pus after 600,000 years.
Wait a minute. You know exactly when this...
Yeah, oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Because, you know, this stuff's a piece of cake to me, man.
Do you have a carbon dater in your pants?
Of course.
Oh, I thought you were just doing my magic.
No, well, carbon dater meaning, like, in my pants, you know? Like, you know.
Oh, as in, I've got your carbon data right here, man?
Yeah, totally.
As you kids would say, you wild and crazy archaeology kids are so nutty.
Not really, I'm just an archaeological genius.
Nutball!
Dun, 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 gonna get an A, because I discovered Kankosaurus rexidae.
Well, we could always say that you're, you know, wonderful, fatherly... Professor found the Kankerosaurus Rex, couldn't we?
We could, but you know, it's hard to give him an award when he's got a pickaxe in his skull.
But if we did that, I would give you most of the money. I just want to have a nice place for my, you know, my wife and my daughter and my daughter and my wife to live.
Well, we could take care of that problem by putting pickaxes in their skulls.
Oh, so you're one of those genius archaeologists slash psycho killers.
And internet whiz kid, too.
My, anything you can do.
I can't rollerblade very well.
Do you sell horses here?
Yes.
How much would you charge for a horse?
Well, let's see. The name of the store is... every horse is a dollar, so I'm going to guess a dollar.
You know, there's really no need to get sarcastic, sir.
Well, yes. I'm sorry. You asked my two pet peeve questions. You came into a store called Every Horse is a Dollar and said, you sell a horse? Well, how much is the horse? That's like going into Every Hot Dog is 50 cents and going, you have a hot dog? How much is it? You know, they kill people for that in Middle Eastern countries.
Okay. You know what? The breakdown of civility in society. It's really a shame. I'm going to go somewhere else for my horse. Excuse me.
Hi.
Do you sell horses?
Yes, we do.
How much are your horses?
Well, if you read the sign, it says every horse is 300,000 pesos. You jackass.
Oh, no.
We sell those, too. See? In parenthesis says, every horse is 300,000 pesos, and jackasses are 50 cents.
You know, the breakdown of civility in society. I'm going to go somewhere else for my horse. Excuse me. Do you sell horses here?
What, can't you read the sign? The sign says, clearly, every fish... $6! What kind of fish store, $6 fish store would I be if I sold horses?
Alright, you know, the breakdown of civility in society, I don't have to put up with this. This is a free market we're operating in. Excuse me.
Yes, hello.
Do you sell horses?
Can't you read the sign? It says, no, you moron, we sell no horses. All for a dollar. Yes, I know it's kind of confusing. But clearly you can derive from that statement that we sell no horses, you freaking moron.
Do you sell negative horses? If I combine two negative horses, would I get a positive horse? It only cost me $2.
Damn the breakdown of civility.
It's cold in here.
Oh, I know. I mean, well, I mean, I figured we can, you know, getting in a freezer does that. You know, that's the train of thought that was rolling into the station of my head. I figure, you know, me and Jacob get in the freezer and it'll get cold.
Yeah, well.
And bing, bam, who was right? Stuart was. Stuart's the right guy.
I still think.
Doctor Wright. His name is Stuart too.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes. Over here, the large frozen pig carcass hanging from a hook.
Oh. What's up, man?
Hi. Oh, hi. I was wondering if you keep it down. I'm trying to freeze in peace here. I've been split open from growing a gullet. I'm just trying to enjoy eternal rest.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's cool, man.
Wow.
Hmm.
Guys wouldn't happen to have a smoke, would you?
No, no, afraid not.
No.
How about a blanket? That'd be a... Pig in a blanket. Ah, come on,
I'm a little good, yeah.
Pig carcass in a
See,
blanket.
See, when the train pulled into my mental station, you know, I didn't say, frozen pig carcasses aboard! You know, so I didn't plan for this.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a first-class ticket, so, bite me.
Okay, I'm actually gonna support leaving the freezer at this
point. Lick me! Lick me, I'm a pig-flavored popsicle!
Okay, leaving the freezer. Leaving
no,
the
leave me!
Freezer.
Lick me! Lick me! Lick me!
Well, we lose the dare, you know? We lose the dare if you get in the freezer.
Come back in the freezer!
You can't completely cross the threshold of the freezer, Jacob, or else it's all over.
Come back in the freezer! Lick me! I'm a frozen pig-sickle!
Alright, so... I don't want Tyler acting all superior at the next chapter meeting.
That's
so.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, let's go back into the freezer with the pig carcass.
Oh, it's so nice that you guys came back.
Well, you know, a couple more hours.
Did you bring a smoke?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, now put it in my frozen piggy lips.
You know, once we get past the hallucinations and we cruise in hypothermia, we'll just be coasting, man. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Made $500 million. Do-do-do-do-do. Killed six people on the way. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Son, I'm glad that you've left your doddering old fatherly professor alive. Could you stop the humming? It bothers me a bit.
Well, I only left you alive so you could watch your family die. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
You have quite a gift for rhyme, young man.
Do-do-do-do. Yes, I do. Yes, I, yes, I... Just stuck a pickaxe in my head.
Well, yes, I did.
And soon I think I'll be dead.
Well, I'm thinking you've got at least 24 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, read this book. It's a biography of Trotsky.
And all of my planning and all of my mental processes, I never expected that the pickaxe could go into my own skull. Ow, yet alone another one.
I figured I'd only give you 12 hours. Trotsky made it for 24.
Do-do-do. Ow. Losing blood quickly.
The Kekosaurus will be mine! Bah, 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 bah. I'm sorry, I just wanted to run off screaming.
Come back here.
I'm gonna do it again. Bah.
Come back here!
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have serious business to discuss.
What serious business? The Kekosaurus is mine! Bah, bah,
bah, bah. Come back here! Stop running up and down the bus. It's dangerous, you know. You could fall and get hurt when I was in motion. So what do you want? You want the $500 million?
Oh, wait, right back there. Okay, yes, I want the 500. No, I want the Kekosaurus. I want my wife and child back. You bastard.
Huh. We need a Haitian voodoo doctor for that.
Excuse me, do you sell horses?
Can't you read the sign? It says Asian voodoo doctors are $1. And horses are 50 cents. Of course you buy horses! Come on in! Sorry, excuse the monkey. He'll be leaving now.
You know, the breakdown of civilian society. Well, all right.
Horses are 50 cents. Come on in!
Okay.
Have a horse!
Good to be here. So
would you like fellatio?
No, I'm just here for a horse. I'm not into that scatological
humor. Oh, a horse. Sort of humor. Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood what you said.
Oh.
That you said whores.
No. All right. So I'll see. I'm clearly in the wrong store. Where am I going to get a horse? I mean, at one time, the phone book Yellow Pages horses listing seemed like a vast, wide open sea, and now it's like an unopened sea, really. Yes.
Guy who's having an inner monologue out loud.
Yeah,
come
yeah.
Come over here.
What?
You look like a good kid. You a good kid?
I like to think so. Well, I frequently
take a look at my coat.
Okay. It's a horse.
Yes.
Is that horse for sale?
Several horses, actually.
I'm
selling horses on the black market out of my trench coat.
That's an impressive trench coat.
Well, thanks.
So, how much are you charging for these black market horses?
A quarter.
Wow. A horse for only a quarter.
Yes.
Okay, I've only got a dollar bill. Can you make change?
Of course I can, little camper.
Great.
Of course I can.
Okay, here's a dollar bill.
And here's 75 cents and one Clydesdale.
All right.
No, it's a Clydesdale with gas. I apologize.
That's okay. That's okay.
We named him Burpee.
He's got a case of the giggles, too. I notice.
Well, it's kind of creepy. That's why he's only a quarter.
Well, that's all right. A quarter? Great.
Burpee the giggling Clydesdale.
Can I get a receipt so I can make this, you know, write this off as a business exemption? All right.
One burping, giggling Clydesdale, 25 cents. Cash tendered, $1. Change, 75 cents.
date initial it. Get it. Hold on, I have a notary public in my other pocket.
Oh, cool.
Here, stamp it. Yes. Oh, thank you. All right, now it's been notaried, and here you go.
Boys, well, and that jerk Tyler gonna have a be wearing the shoe on his nose or something when he notices that we actually kept to the dare and stayed in the freezer the entire time.
Hey guys, look, I got my piggy lips cut on the metal.
My piggy lips are stuck on a wall.
Mr. Frozen Pig Carcass, could you keep it down? We're...
Oh, sure. Now I gotta keep it down. I'm the frozen pig carcass with my piggy lips stuck on the wall.
Boy, you know.
I'm sorry, I'm entering into the hallucinogenic phase.
Yeah.
My mind is like a wide, closed open, Ziploc sea of open possibility.
Great. My partner has a case of the giggles. The frozen pig carcass over there is...
Woo, Britney Spears!
Gas.
I think he just stuck in the wall and I got gas.
But I'm not gonna give Tyler the satisfaction, gosh darn it.
Yes.
You guys still in there?
Yeah, we are.
Crazy bastards are still in there.
I'm Genghis Khan.
I'm Genghis.
No.
Oh, man, it's cold in here, dudes.
Yeah, because that's what happens when you get in a freezer, says Genghis Khan.
Well, look at him. His eyes are all kind of like bluish white colored.
Yeah, but we proved the point, Tyler.
I'll run you through. I'll pillage.
You've got to tell the entire.
Ever been raped with a mace?
Where?
I'll run you through.
You've got to wear women's underwear at the next party.
Yes,
Tyler.
Yes, I have been. That was part of my initiation. Being raped with a mace.
Do 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 do. Sit in the electric chair. Do 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 do. Shaved off all my hair. Do 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 do. This is how I'm gonna die. Do do do.
How did they shave off? How did they shave off the hair around the ice picks I so promptly placed in your skull?
They hired the most stealthy barber they could find.
Stealthy?
Yes.
You didn't even know he was cutting your hair.
I didn't even realize.
He's like the SR-71 barber.
Very gentle.
Lockheed he is. All right. I'll wear the women's underpants. But only if you do a little dance with the piggy-lipped guy over there.
Yeah, go on, dance with me!
It's worth it.
My little piggy lips are stuck on a wall!
I'm gonna tell the hun.
Right, you need to relax.
I'm punching Genghis.
Okay. I'm freezing cold. All my hair is standing on end, and I'm dancing with a pig carcass, but nobody ever said being in fraternity was easy.
Take turns in the night, exchanging glances.
Okay,
nobody
ever said anything about a singing pig carcass. This goes against every principle of brotherhood, but fine.
Plant one on my piggy lips!
No.
Plant one on my piggy lips!
Wear the women's underwear, Tyler. Put it on.
Oh, I was already wearing it!
Genghis and Attila need horses! Genghis and Attila need horses! Where can Genghis and Attila find horses?
Horses! Horses!
Do 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 do. Well, Clydesdale. Burpee. It's been a good 20 years riding you. You've been a great horse. We've gone to a lot of places together. What's this new place on the horizon? Ho there, freezer dwellers.
I'm Genghis and Attila, as in Khan and Hun.
I'm Harold, and this is my tax-deductible, gaseous, giggling horse. Burpee.
Oh, is it a gassy horse or a gassy pig? Kiss my piggy lips.
Genghis and Attila, I'll buy you horses for $15. Genghis and Attila.
$15? Well, 20 years cost of inflation. You'll buy my horse for $15?
Yes, Genghis and Attila.
Wow. Okay. Here. Can you give me a receipt so I can write this off on my taxes too?
Okay, cash tendered. But today change. I have a notary exempt. Already debit ready. Here you go.
Oh, great. All right, I can deduct this from my taxes as well. Well,
ride into the sunset with King Sinatella.
Well, I guess this is where you ride off into the sunset. They've attached the electrodes to the ends of the ice picks jutting out of your head, and soon 1,000,000,000,000,000,000 volts will run through your body.
The whole East Coast is going to shut down, I know.
And all I can say is, I want my wife and daughter back, you bastard! I just thought I'd say that for old time's sake.
Oh, thank you.
Kiss me.
Dun dun!
Dun dun! Say it again, the obligatory dun, kiss dun, me.
In yeah, there. You know it's over when Matt and Eric are kissing each other. They're method actors, you know.
All right, dudes.
My name is Mark. With me is Ben.
Eric.
And Matt.
Thank you very much for listening to another installment of What Jail Is Like. I hope you're all dealing well with the cold and the things falling from the sky. Write your congressman. Let's get some purple snow this year. There's still some time left. We will be back next week, so please listen then at 10 p.m. next Sunday. But please stay tuned to WEFT all week long because it's the best thing to do.
WEFT. Did you say WEFT?
No, I had a T in there.
No, I thought you said WEFT.
No.
Instead of WEFT.
No.
I thought it'd be kind of cool. Us. I just thought it'd be cool if it was WAF. Right.
Give us an email, whatjailslike@hotmail.com. I'm going home to stay up for 11 straight hours and write a paper. So
and I'm
going to
go home and watch him stay up for 11 straight hours.
Yeah, it's a hell of a spectator sport. So I would just love, if around 5 a.m., I got an email from one of you. When I'm seeing the demons email. And twitching and restating my thesis over and over again. Thank you for listening. Good night.